Hi, this is Roger Sipe. You are probably listening and watching this section of our website because you just got done with one of our memory training workshops somewhere around the country, and you have an interest in committing all of the books of the Bible to memory and do it quickly and effectively. Maybe you want to teach it to your kids. Maybe you just want to learn it for yourself. Either way, I congratulate you. This segment and this lesson is actually going to come to you in three parts. What we're going to do in this section is I'm going to show you how to commit the overall structure of the books of the Bible to memory. Then we're going to fill them in the next section and flesh them out with the books of the Old Testament. And the third audio segment here is going to flesh it out for the books of the New Testament. By the time we're done, you'll spend about 25, maybe 30 minutes doing this. But by the time we're done, you're going to have all 66 books of the Bible committed to memory. Are you ready to go? Okay, let's get the structure first. Most of you know that the books of the Bible are, well, first of all, they're divided up into two major divisions, the Old Testament and the New Testament. I think that everybody knows that, so we don't need any kind of memory technique to figure that out. Most people, however, are not quite aware that there are nine major segments in the books of the Bible. So I'm going to show you how to, first of all, commit those nine major segments to your memory, and we're going to do it utilizing our body files. So first of all, cue up the body files that you used in the class, starting with your toes, progressing to your knees, your muscle, your rear, your lungs, your shoulders, your collar, your face, your point, and the ceiling. Now, there's only nine, so we're not even going to use the ceiling. We're only going to go all the way up to the point. This is body list, books of the Bible. Now, your first body file is your toes, right? The first segment of the books of the Bible are the five books of Moses. Moses is your trigger there. And I think most of you probably, if you're in this segment, you probably have a picture in your mind's eye of what Moses might look like. He's probably an older gentleman with a long white or gray beard and long gray hair. He's maybe even carrying the Ten Commandments. So Moses, I want you to put him on your toes. Maybe he's dropping the Ten Commandments right on your toes. Got that? That's the five books of Moses. The next section of the Bible is going to go on your knees. It is the history or the story of the nation of Israel. So I just want you to imagine your knees. They are telling you a very vivid story about the nation of Israel. Got it? Now, third file is your muscle. And by the way, you can be following along in the text version on the website if you want to. Your muscle, the next story, next section is the wisdom book. So you'll need a picture for wisdom. Personally, I use a brain to represent wisdom. You might use a wisdom tooth if you wanted to, but I use a brain. I want you to just imagine a brain right there on your muscle. Got it? Okay, we're on to our next one, which is our rear. And the next section is the major prophets. The major prophets. There are one, two, three, four, five of them. So the major, but for right now, just to remember major prophets, I want you to imagine a major like in the Army or in the Navy, a major, and file him to your rear. Okay, that's the major prophets. Now the minor prophets is next. It's going to go on our lungs. So on your lungs, I want you to imagine a coal miner, gentleman with a helmet. He's got a light on. He's carrying a pickaxe. That's a miner. Going to represent the minor prophets on your lungs. So just take a second and review those. On your lungs, you have what? A minor prophet. On your rear, you have the major prophets. On your muscle, you have the wisdom books. On your knees, they are telling you that story about the nation of Israel, the history of the nation of Israel. And then on your toes, who's dropping the that's right, it's the five books of Moses. Very good. All right, so we're moving on. We've only got, four more to go. The next segment, we're going to get into the New Testament now. The next major segment of the books of the Bible is the life of Jesus. Where is that going to go? It's going to go on your shoulders. So most of you probably have a picture of what Jesus would look like to you. So just imagine him. He's riding up there on your shoulders. That's the books of, that's the life of Jesus and the early church. Seventh one goes on your collar. And the section is called Paul's Letters. Now, as you remember from your workshop, the name Paul phonetically is exactly the same as a ball. So on your collar, I want you to imagine a ball that's got letters of the alphabet all over it. That's a ball letters, Paul's letters. The eighth section of the Bible is going to go where? Of course, it's going to go on your face, and is the apostles' letters. So how could you create a picture for apostles' letters? I want you to imagine an envelope. It's a letter, and it's got postal stamps all over it. It's a postal letter. That's the apostles' letters. And then the very last segment is the prophecy section. It's going to go where? On your point. So on your point, I want you to just imagine a professor. Phonetically, professor and prophecy are pretty much exactly the same. So if you've done that vividly and utilizing some action, let's just review these. Going backwards, from your point, you've got the prophecy section. On your face, what have you got all over your face? That's right. You've got those postal letters, the apostles' letters. Your collar is that ball with letters. That's Paul's letters. Going back down, you've got who's riding on your shoulders? That's right. It's the life of Jesus in the early church. On your lungs, we're back into the Old Testament, right? That's the minor prophets. On your rear, you've got the major prophets. On your muscles, you've got that brain symbolizing the wisdom literature. Your knees are telling you that story about the nation of Israel. And then on your toes, what have you got? That's right. It's the five books of Moses. Take a second, review those. You might even want to jot them down because we're going to fill those in the next two segments. I hope you're having fun. We'll see you in the next segment.